You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is our opponents podcast, taking a look at Notre Dame's opponents, past and upcoming, who they've played last week, who they're going to be playing, just so we kind of keep an idea of what's going on behind enemy lines. Randall's with me as well. Randall, how's it going?
It's pretty good. It's National Coffee Day, so I went over to Main Street tonight and got a free cup of coffee.
I partook in that as well. I actually had two free cups of coffee. I was there this morning and then had a meeting there this evening. So I received two free cups of coffee.
Did they realize that you showed them the coupon twice?
I didn't even have to show them the coupon because I'm what they call a regular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they recognize me. I don't even need to recognize a coupon.
Oh, nice.
All right, let's jump into this here. Texas lost to Cal a few weeks ago, and they've got Oklahoma State coming up at noon on Saturday, so same time kickoff as what Notre Dame's got. They're not favored in this game. Oklahoma State, which is 2-2, is favored by 3 points. So I'm a little surprised by that. I know Texas did lose to Cal, but I still figured they'd be favored in this matchup.
Yeah, it is surprising that they're not.
And then we've got Nevada. They lost to Purdue last week, 24-14. They're 2-2 on the year, and they've got Hawaii coming up at midnight on Saturday, midnight Eastern time, 11:59 p.m.
Yeah, well, it's just before midnight, so.
Yeah. So if you
that is an odd time. I don't know how often you see that.
I don't totally get it. I'm not sure why they do that. Maybe so it doesn't mess. I know why they do. So it does. So people know that it's on Saturday. Otherwise, it would be Sunday. It would get confusing for people.
Oh,
I don't know. That's just my take on it. I don't actually know. There's no spread for this game. Not sure why, but Hawaii is 1-3, so Nevada will probably come away with the win. Hawaii is giving up a lot of points. I know we think our defense is bad, but Hawaii is giving up just under 50 points per game. So this is a pretty bad defensive team, so Nevada should be able to score some points. And then Michigan State, they got their butts handed to them against Wisconsin, a 30-6 loss, which is just unbelievable.
Doesn't it just make the Notre Dame win make seem so much better for them? Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly, as soon as I saw that score, which was before the game started last Saturday, that's when I really got worried. Because obviously saw what they did against Notre Dame, and then seeing them or Wisconsin do that to them, that's when I was actually worried about the Duke game.
This Saturday, Michigan State has Indiana to face at 8 p.m. on Saturday. Michigan State is 2-1 at this point, facing the Hoosiers, who are also 2-1. But, of course, the Spartans are favored by a touchdown in this game. And I don't know, looking at numbers, I guess it's kind of interesting. Indiana is averaging over 500 yards per game in total yards. And the Michigan State defense is allowing 315 yards. So a pretty high-powered offense against a pretty stingy defense. I mean, I do think Michigan State's going to come away, and they'll probably be able to put up some decent points on Indiana.
Yeah, something's got to give, and I'm guessing it's the IU offense.
All right, and then the Duke Blue Devils, after their victory over Notre Dame, they'll be playing Virginia, 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. They're 2-2 on the season, and they're a 4-point favorite against Virginia. Virginia is 1-3 on the season.
That's bad for Duke. Looking at how they play when they're a 3-touchdown underdog, so a 10-point favorite could be working against them.
Did I say 10? I meant 4.
Okay. But if they're the favorite,
it might mean they'll win this one by 30 points.
Yeah.
All right, next up, North Carolina State. They are 2-1 on the season, with their only loss coming to the only Division I school that they have played, a 33-30 loss to East Carolina. They played Old Dominion. I'm not sure if it was last week or the week before. They came away with a big win. But this Saturday, they're playing Wake Forest. And I'm surprised by this, but North Carolina State is an 11-point favorite in this game, and Wake Forest is 4-0.
That is kind of surprising. Maybe they just figured that Wake Forest's win streak has to come to an end. This is an incredible start for them, and maybe they're just thinking that it can't keep going.
Well, I mean, and Wake Forest has seriously struggled scoring points, but their defense has been pretty good. And North Carolina has scored points, but they did it against weak competition.
True.
So, before the season started, I did think North Carolina State would be a decent team for Notre Dame. I thought this might be one that might trip up Notre Dame. And at this point, there's no team that could trip up Notre Dame after being 1-3. That's not really a reality to face. But I still think that this could be a pretty decent team, this North Carolina State team.
Yeah, it's definitely looming on the schedule, Notre Dame's schedule right now, as a this game looks to be a lot closer than it should be.
Yeah. All right, here's a fun early game. A Friday game, we've got number 7 Stanford and number 10 Washington, 9 p.m. on Friday. So a top 10 matchup. This is one of our opponents, and it's a close game. Surprise, surprise. Both teams are undefeated, but the surprise is Stanford is the underdog. Washington is favored by 4 points.
It's crazy all the love that Washington is getting this year. It seems like they're just coming out of nowhere, or you haven't really heard about them. All of a sudden, they're doing great. They're ranked high, and some people actually think they could go undefeated this year.
The game, it is at the Huskies, so they will have home field advantage, but I still think the Stanford team is a better team. I think they're a better team, and they'll overcome that home field disadvantage and come away with the win.
I'm not so sure. Washington has put up quite a few points. They scored 48 against Rutgers, 59 against Idaho, 41 against
Presbyterian.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm just trying to guess what the letters PRST could stand for.
And then Arizona 35. So I actually think I would pick Washington in this game.
But they barely beat an Arizona team. And Stanford, on the other hand, which I guess USC, I guess I was thinking USC might be a better team. But UCLA, I think, is a better team than Arizona. I don't know. I just think Stanford, I think they're the better team, and I think they'll come away with a win.
Well, it'll be an exciting game.
Next up, number 14 Miami, still unwilling to play an FBS opponent in the first 4 weeks of the season. They are 3-0 facing 3 FCS opponents. And they are on fire. They finally get to start with their FBS schedule, the ACC. They've played Georgia Tech on noon on Saturday, and they are an 8-point favorite over Georgia Tech. I hate Miami. Usually, I only hate teams that have beaten Notre Dame, but I hate Miami.
Yeah.
And this hate that I have for them doesn't go back to the rivalry days when Notre Dame and Miami had a couple of those games. It doesn't go that far back. This just starts at this season. I'm just disgusted that a Power 5 team would open up their schedule with three FCS opponents and a bye week. And I'm also disgusted that they're ranked number 14 in the country for defeating these FCS opponents.
Yeah, I agree. I think their reality is going to hit this in the next couple weeks for their fans, for the team and the fan. The one reason I do not like Miami is just because I've had they should have beat Ohio State in their championship game. I don't know how many years ago when it was Ohio State and Miami. And Ohio State had to use an ineligible freshman running back to win. I was forced to watch this game and hear people talk about it like for forever, you know, for years after that game was played. I had rewatched it with some friends. I was forced to. And they just kept talking about it for years. So it did help that Ohio State finally won another championship, but it just, Miami should have won that game just for the fact, I don't know how good they actually were, but just for the fact that it was against Ohio State. So it could have saved us some misery.
Randall, before we started talking about Miami, I wish I would have started it like this. And I guess listeners, maybe you can try this or tell your friends this, especially if they're maybe have a soft spot in their heart for Miami. But Randall, do you know that Miami is averaging 51 points per game? Overall for this season. Do you know how many points they're averaging against FBS schools?
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Next up, we've got Navy. They are also undefeated. They played Tulane most recently. They have a big-time matchup with also undefeated Air Force. Both are 3-0. 3:30 this Saturday. Navy is a 7-point underdog in this game, and I don't think that Navy is going to come away with the win.
So you think they'll pick up their first loss?
Yeah, they've had some good wins along the way, but I think this is where they stumble.
I think they'll still come away with the win on this. I'm going with Navy on this one.
Some numbers for you. Navy is averaging 33 points per game, a total of 420 yards, 100 passing, and about 315 rushing per game. So I'm surprised a little bit that they're passing for that many yards, especially when you compare them to Army, which attempts to not pass a ball. And I didn't look at the box score yet because we were talking about this last week that we think that we think Army could beat Buffalo without passing the ball. Didn't we say that, Randall?
Yes.
Well, they ended up losing that game. That's the next next 2 minutes ago. They lost to the Buffalo Bulls 23-20. And I'm going to look up the box score here. Army did attempt 10 passes.
Well, they shouldn't have. If they would have listened to us, they would have won the game.
I definitely whiffed on that one. Next up, Army has got... one second here.
They have a bye week.
They do, okay. And then they play Duke. Which, yeah. I feared they would pick up another win against Duke until Duke defeated us. Now I'm not so sure anymore. A lot of things are uncertain this year, Randall. I thought I knew a lot more about football than I am coming to realize.
I think a lot of people thought so.
Virginia Tech Hokies. They are 3-1 on the season with their only loss coming to Tennessee. They defeated ECU, who had defeated North Carolina State. They defeated them big time, 54-17. very impressive. They do have a bye week coming up, so they won't they can get healthy, get healed up. In that game, actually that was sorry that was their ECU. ECU passed for 360 yards. I was going to bring that up as a number for Virginia Tech, but I'll pass on that. Really, something that stands out is that they scored the majority of their points in the first half. Of their 54 points, they scored 38 in the first half. So pretty, wow. Pretty impressive numbers there. And in that first half, they also held East Carolina to 0 points. So maybe Virginia Tech is more of the team to watch out for than North Carolina State. Coming up for Virginia Tech after the bye week, they've got North Carolina, then Syracuse and Miami, and Notre Dame's the second-to-last game of the regular season. So we won't face them for a while. We'll probably have a good idea who they are by the time Notre Dame plays them. And then lastly, USC. This was one of the three teams that I thought Notre Dame would lose two of, and at this point, I don't think USC has what it takes to beat Notre Dame. They had a close game against Utah, number 24 Utah. They lost at 31-27, so they kept it close, but just couldn't come away with a win. They are also 1-3 on the season. They've got Arizona State coming up on Saturday at 8:30. And they're an 11-point favorite, even though Arizona State is 4-0.
Wow. That is surprising.
This will shock you.
Didn't Arizona State lose a game?
No, they're undefeated.
Okay.
Randall, this is going to absolutely shock you.
Okay.
If I would ask you, if I would tell you that USC either scored 32 points per game or 22 points per game, which would you think is the correct answer?
I would say 33.
Okay, that's what I would say too. However, it's 22. They have scored 22 points per game.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right, that's the last team on Notre Dame's schedule. I think we're ready to wrap it up.
Well, we should quick do, Ruben. I was quickly going to say, we should just give our prediction for each of these opponents' games this week and see what our record is. Because I just know we disagreed on a couple of these.
Okay. Okay, let's do it. I'm looking something up over here. Can you read off the teams that are playing?
Well, Texas will be playing, Oklahoma State.
I'm taking Texas. So, should we do it against the point spread or just straight up?
No, just straight up. Okay. I'm going with, I would agree with you on, Texas. Let me quickly. I started at the wrong end. Nevada is playing Hawaii.
Nevada, Nevada, big time.
Okay.
So you too.
I agree with you on that. Nevada. Next would be Michigan State, and they are playing IU.
Michigan State.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Maybe the only two we would disagree with.
Was it Army and Navy? Or it was Air Force and Navy was the one.
Air Force has a bye week. So it was Army and... I mean, Army has a bye week, so it's Navy versus Air Force.
And I think Navy's going to lose. I'm taking Air Force.
Okay, that's the one we disagree. Syracuse is playing... Obviously, they're playing Notre Dame, so who do you go on? Oh, we'll save that for the next one, for the next podcast. What was the other one we disagreed on? North Carolina State is playing Wake Forest. That's the one. Who are you going with on that?
I mean, it isn't North Carolina State's favored, right? But Wake
yes.
Forest is undefeated. I'm going with Wake Forest. I don't think North Carolina they have been disappointing so far. I think they'll continue to be disappointing.
Man, that's kind of a tough one. I'll go with I think I'll have to go agree with you and go with Wake Forest. Stanford is playing Washington, and I pick Washington on that. That was the other one we disagreed on.
Okay, yeah. Yep, I picked Stanford. Because
you think Stanford's going to win. Miami is playing the Georgia Tech. Who are you taking that one?
I'm taking Georgia Tech. I think Miami, until they beat a Division I school, I have no confidence in them or respect for them.
Okay, well, I'm going to take Miami on that one, so we're disagreeing on that. Next would be Navy and Air Force. We disagreed on that. Army's a bye week. Virginia Tech and UNC.
Virginia Tech.
I'm going to go with North Carolina on that one. And then USC and Arizona State.
Arizona State. I mean, I'm sorry, USC. I mean, I think that Notre Dame is rejuvenated and has a fresh slate and is moving forward, but I have no reason to believe that with USC.
Well, I think USC can actually beat this one. I'm going to change my last pick to Virginia Tech instead of UNC, but then go against you in this one and pick USC.
Okay. And then I do have our winner for our Fan Essentials giveaway box. It is Coach Popolski on Twitter. I'll be sending a direct message, and you'll be getting 1 month free Fan Essentials subscription. And if you guys want to check it out as well, you can get it a 15% discount. Get fan gear sent directly to your doorstep. Use promo code Irish Sports Talk without spaces, and you'll get a 15% discount. Check it out. They do have some cool stuff over there. And we'll be doing another giveaway next week. All right, Randall. Did you figure out the winner for our coffee giveaway?
No, I thought about it right when we started, but I am on my phone, so I can't check my Twitter. So
okay. So
I'll do it on the next one.
We'll have that coming up then. Check back, guys. We've got our Score Predictions podcast for Friday, so check that out. And don't forget to tweet out your score prediction, and the winner of that will get 1 pound of free coffee from Main Street Roasters. You can follow them on Twitter at MainSTR Roasters. All right, thank you guys for listening. Check back again, and until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.